Welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast, special episode number 3, Head to Head. is the theme of today. We had a little bonus theory with our very special guest from this past week, Raz. Hello, Raz. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hello. And as of course, you have your regular hosts, Taylor B. and The Bagels. The Bagel says hi.
Oh, I said hi. Apparently my mic didn't pick it up.
And our very special theory that Raz and I are going to go a little head to head on here,
gosh,
is one you might not have considered. It goes a little something like Dominus Gaul and the Red War is essentially the plot to the first Ninja Turtles arc, whether it be the comics or the 1990 movie. Essentially making Dominus Gaul the Shredder. And so the crux of this theory, as I get us going here, it all really comes down to certain plot points. So we're, you know, we're cool guys. We're hanging out in the last city doing our thing. This dude in a mask shows up with all his mutated boys. You might call them a clan of boys. And they kick the shit out of us. Drive us from the city. Then we go to a farm where we go on a little spirit quest, get our light back, and then we start gathering up the rest of what ends up being our fire team for the final mission, depending on how you look at it. We collect 3 other people, them being the vanguard, so Kate, Ikora, and Zavala, and we even sort of have, like, when we're on our little spirit quest thing, depending on how you look at some of those cutscenes where the guardian isn't present, taking place on the Almighty, particularly where the speaker dies. Spoilers, if you haven't played the base game yet.
That's while everyone dies.
Yeah, basically. City go boom.
Oops.
And then we come back to the city, and this is why I say it also fits the sort of original plot line. If anyone's ever read the Ninja Turtles comics from the 80s, the Eastman and Laird. Guys, definitely worth your time and attention. It has this unfortunate thing where it kind of like peters off, and you can sort of tell that the publication of the issues get wider and wider apart. But that first arc is a little unforgettable, because also spoilers if you didn't read that comic from the 80s, they come back in the comics and they murder the shit out of the Shredder, and that is exactly what we do to Dominus Gaul. We kick the shit out of him. And he dies. Like, you know, arguably, I guess the Traveler technically kills him by like overcharging him full of light and, you know, busting his battery. But you know, we at least helped. I mean, technically, at the end of the first movie, Splinter kills the Shredder or actually, even more technically, Casey Jones does it because he crushes him in the trash compactor.
This is.
But either way,
my head vigorously over this whole debate right now.
So further parallels, it's our new female friend who takes us out to the farm, a place we'd never heard of before, where she's been living with apparently who's the only one who's still out there. Isn't it Tyra?
Yeah, Tyra.
Yeah, she's just living at that farm by herself now. They don't even let us show up to play hockey anymore. But actually, that might be the only place you can play soccer now that Saints...
The grandchildren visit.
Yeah. So if you want to make that parallel, Hawthorne has a little bit of April O'Neil in her.
No. You figure she's like the only quote, you know, normal... badass human hanging around with 4 turtles. Okay, no, she went into the Guardian Games as a Titan.
Mm-hmm,
Hawthorne,
mm-hmm.
As much as I hate the freaking dialogue, okay, she's Casey Jones.
She's much more Casey Jones. I would accept that, because he also goes out to the farm.
Yeah, see.
And so, I mean, that works for me. That works for me. I definitely accept it. Although now she needs like a badass hockey mask.
This is true.
And a nine iron. You're gonna want that nine iron.
You need the nine iron and
cricket bat.
The cricket bat, and then and then the baseball bat is like.
Well, she's gonna and she's gonna have an advantage because after living with Devrim, she's gonna know what a crumpet is, so she'll understand cricket.
I didn't even think of that. See, okay. See, here we go.
All right. So I got a couple more, and then I'm gonna hand it off to you. I promise.
Oh God. God help my life.
so when you come down to Brass Tacks, you can even make parallels between the turtles and that magical team of guardians, the Vanguard and the Guardian that come together at the end. And I think we can draw some parallels there. Zavala, clearly a Leonardo. Of the group, maybe not a perfect 1-to-1 representation, but if anyone's gonna be Leo, it's gonna be him. And I mean, I think we can all agree, Cade is the Michelangelo of the group, yeah.
I'm gonna find a way to reach for this.
Ikora, being the smartest one, and being able to, do the most science, I'm gonna say out of the group, Donatello. And where does that leave the Guardian? Why, the vengeful, angry one who went off and murdered Aldrin after he wronged us in the city. And has pretty much killed everyone who's done anything against the city. The Guardian is Raphael. Confirmed.
I'm still more mad over Leo. I don't...
Oh, yeah.
I am betraying my awoken heritage here.
It is a little on the nose that the blue guy is Leonardo in this scenario, but and that the Void Walker is Donatello. And, you know, the guy who invented flaming knives, at least as far as we know, is Michelangelo, because that's both orange.
I guess we could substitute his ramen obsession for, pizza. I mean, I guess that works.
I mean, ramen really is the pizza of the future, if you think about it.
It really is.
It's gonna be just...
I mean, there is cheesy ramen. Like, Yakisoba makes cheesy ramen, so, boom. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can just put, like, a little bit of, like sautéed, like, salami and pepperoni in there, and a little bit of extra cheese.
Oh, dude.
And then you can have, like, pizza ramen at that point.
Dude, so, I saw this thing.
You know what? I will concede Cade is...
I made this thing the other day, total sidebar, guests and fans, I made this thing the other day, I saw it on R Ramen, on Reddit, and it was this, like, Korean-style ramen where they boil it, with, like, any, like, veggies or anything that it has, and then they drain all of the water, and she was making an egg with it, I haven't tried that yet, but, like, and then, like, you add the, get it nice and al dente, and then she hit it with all the spices and, like, mixed it up that way. And then she added an egg to it, but I tried doing that the other day. Sans the egg. I wasn't trying to bring two things to cook into this for my lazy breakfast. But that was pretty good. And I bet if you turned that into getting some pepperonis or pepperoncinis, tossing them in there, getting a little mozzarella, you got yourself a ramen pizza.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they got ramen burritos. Why not?
Right. I mean, this is true. Like, I've seen some weird ramen, like weird ramen casserole, and I'm just like, how is this even food at this point? Like,
as you're eating it, just like how
material at that point. So it's kind of questionable if it's even food. But I mean, then you kind of like 80% and 80% it, and somehow it turns into 20%. I don't know how.
Oh, so. That's sidebar out of the way, that delicious sidebar. I now open the floor to my worthy challenger here.
I only have one counter argument, and you can also blame the other half for this one, because we were actually debating this morning while we were working on stuff. So, like, this is Sunday, so we're chilling, and, you know, we're working on some of the Warhammer model stuff, and I'm working on the thing for Civitec, and we're just kind of chilling, doing our thing. And, you know, I mentioned, like, yeah, okay, I gotta go finish the recording, and blah, 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 and the topic came up, and so he starts going off, Like, I can't cross my kid because this is why he's my spirit animal, because like we will nerd about Ninja Turtle stuff. So he starts going off about this stuff. And I mean, at some point I'm like, I wanna smack you, but you're in the middle of painting this part of the model that I have to sculpt later. So maliciously stare at the back of your head until like you make the face. But my single counter argument at this point, you said that the speaker was Splinter, correct?
He is the one who gets kidnapped by the enemy guys. He fits okay. It the most in the plot. I guess you could also make an argument for the Traveler though, since that's captured too.
This is true. However, I mean, we already have a rat in the tower. And we've got our giant container of ooze that we're shoving motes in. So literally, we have TGRI in the frickin' basement of the tower with a fucking rat, okay?
You? Hold on now. There's only a rat in the tower if you sided with Anor.
Eric so lovingly calls him.
Calls him, gets him on big snitch energy.
The big snitch energy, exactly. But still, we have a giant ooze container, okay? It's on the
side. on the side, an alien, it says TGRI.
You know, it's probably a good thing we can't mod the game, because at this point, I would literally go in there with Photoshop and a PNG and just put TGRI on the side of it, put a nice hive overcast on, like, the dark energy moat and all this stuff, and the nice little fleers, like, okay, this is totally ooze at this point. You know, we're 100%. Running around collecting toxic moats, and God knows where we're putting them at this point.
I mean, okay, but hold on. That's also the plot to the second movie.
No.
And the Drifter isn't introduced until the first big expansion, or as I'm going to call it, the sequel.
I hate you, Sam. God damn it.
I'm just saying, you're going to bring Toka and Rezar into this. We can.
Oh. Okay, so what? Yeah, so who? So wait. We need Toka and Razor. Wait, no. I have one more question about the first movie, though. But mm-hmm. This is what I was trying to debate with Wicked. It's like, who the hell is Tatsu in the first one? Like
Tatsu?
And yeah, you need grumpy, you know, the samurai sitting there and you're going, you know, go play. Like you know, we need the serious space.
Who's that? It could be. I would be willing to accept it as the dude that Gaul kills, who's like standing next to him.
Oh yeah, second in command.
Yeah, that's second in command. I forget the guy's name. I have it in the booklet here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to accept that because also he didn't wear a mask, just like dude in the movie, and he was bald.
Touché. Touché.
Told lots of people who to do. Although it would make more sense if Hawthorne got to murder him. Then it'd be like, just like, okay, like, just shut up and take my money. I'll play Space Magic Ninja Turtles with you. Like, let's do this, Bungie.
Casey didn't murder Tatsu in the movie. Just, like, completely wiped the damn floor.
I think the console is his name, if I remember right. Is that...
Console? I think that is correct. Yeah, it is. And he's not even very, very military dude. It's just like for the points of the plot, that's like the easiest one. That or it's that guy that ship that's stuck in the European dead zone that we like blow out the engines to and then go back for the arms dealer.
Yeah.
Could be that guy is a little more military. That guy's...
Or Ouroboros.
Yeah.
The Ouroboros.
Spectrum. So, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you're enough of the strike.
I feel like there's enough of that, but I'm just wondering. You know what? I'm surprised you didn't ask. Who's Danny? Who's the redhead we all hate?
Oh, Raul. I'm sorry, man.
I like that parallel because he's not in the first half of, he's not in like most of the movie because he can't do anything important.
He's just like the walk-in, you know. You get all the extras that just get paid to walk in the background, you know, with plain, you know, ordinary clothes. Nobody pays attention. Like, you run past him half the time. As soon as you riz in, it's like, okay, no, the postmaster is more important than you. You might occasionally give us something nice, but that whole, like, 2019 Edge Transit, you know, fiasco. I'm sorry. I've never wanted to throw something so damn hard at somebody in my life. I would have switched to Blade Dancer and just destroyed his tent there. Like, you just go.
Why we didn't invite him to the farm. I feel like we kind of hoped he and especially remember when you could you know, you think that's bad, but do you remember when he could, I don't know if you played back then, but at one point you could get a blue from an exotic because it was still random.
It was bad when D1 first came out. You'd get a legendary engram to drop and it turned into a blue seemingly half the time. It was not fun.
It was all the engram status meant was that you had a chance to get this other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
It was not indicative of what it would make.
See, I was afraid that was gonna happen. Like the crew was like, "Come on, we gotta go good." See, it's kicking in. Awesome. the gang was like, "We gotta get you through D1. Let's go do stuff." And they're telling me all the horror stories. I'm like, I swear to God, if this happens to me on my first like run through shit, I'm burning you all. I'm kicking you in the hell. I'm done. I'm gonna be the next Holland. I don't care.
I love it.
You're all going first.
I love it. Yeah. Actually, you know, I think there's an argument. Those talking bones in what used to be the loot cave saying that they were all sacrifices to Rahul. I'm just saying, if he had a throne world, other people have done it with fewer deaths. That's all I'm saying. Like, he's got millions of sword logicked.
All the guardians paying tribute to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throne world is literally a bunch of Edge Transits and Mos Echo fucking melded together at this point. It's gonna look like Game of Thrones level of shit.
He's got an iron throne of Edge Transits.
Just sitting there, just
I've melted them all down.
Like, three blue engrams in his hand, like.
I love it.
Get out of here, dude.
I love it. Oh, that's cool. Bagels, do you have any thoughts on the TMNT?
To be frank,
you keep being frank, I'm gonna start being Kurt, and then we won't know who's who.
I'm kind of on board with the Traveler being Splinter. Basically, the Traveler gets ensnared, comes back, kicks Skull's ass. That's basically what amounts to. And unfortunately for the speaker, he's kind of a side plot character, and in my mind anyway, he's kind of there to add narrative to the story and then just dies off.
He's Danny's dad. I think it was April's editor. That's who the speaker is. Inappropriately hits on the Traveler, you know.
Oh my god. God help me.
Jeez.
So what if we take a tiny Traveler and put it on top of the big Traveler, and then we have the techno drone, and then we have to completely rethink this entire logic of who's who?
I would love that, because then the Traveler would also have little antenna arms that don't seem to do anything.
Just kind of wiggle there and just, you know, they're wacky waving.
It's actually a really big tuning fork. It's E major.
No, shut up, lean to the left. That
would also mean the Traveler would have some sweet treads that we don't even know about.
This is true. I mean, if it's like the newer movie, I mean, there's some. I mean, you got all the little floating pieces. See, it is. It's literally the Traveler is the Technodrome. I mean, you look at all these broken pieces and shards flying around it, and then you have what is it? The most recent one, when Krang's bringing in the Technodrome through the portal, everything's just trying to reassemble itself. This is what it is. This is the Traveler.
I'm just wondering, does that make the darkness Krang?
I mean, it does that kind of freaky wiggle shadow tendril kind of
I'm just saying, it's like, it's a little tendrily, it's a little like freaky weaky, It could possibly be in maybe riding inside someone else or all of us in our tummy.
It's just wiggling a little warm up in there.
It's got little joysticks. It's just making things work.
This is a whole new meaning to Jesus God. You've all got a little bit of the wiggle inside you.
He's okay. Actually a disembodied rock person brain. Like, it's okay, guys.
It's fine.
Okay.
So now God. Now I'm just picturing all the disgusting slime, though. Because
I'm gonna have to say this. It seems like all we did was confirm it that he is the Shredder. You guys.
God damn.
I mean, and what's even better is he's comic Shredder.
This is, yeah.
Just gets murdered right away. And then when we do the multiverse comic episode with the 80s, you know, cartoon version of Guardians, we'll be like, you guys didn't just kill him? We just killed him. I would have just killed him.
So then... I'm trying to think who Savathun would be.
Savathun?
The bitch is everywhere. The bitch is literally everywhere. Like, who's the...
who's the...
who's everywhere? The late pizza guy.
She's that dude who invented the Mausers.
Baxter!
Yeah, she's Baxter.
Baxter freaking Stockman.
Yep. Baxter Stockman. She's actually a fly.
She is. She's the fly on the wall everywhere. Okay, perfect.
Mausers everywhere in the world that is our sewer.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was that kind of kid that every time a new Turtle release came out, like, my ass was at Ames with my allowance money. Like, I want this now. Like, the Shreddermobile came out because it was like a modified, like, what, 56 Bel Air?
Yeah.
I'm like, I need this, I need that. But yeah, my favorite toy out of all the stupid things, to hell with the blimp or the parachutes or the technodrone or the sewer sets. No.
The van?
My favorite was literally, I bought like 20 of those stupid Mausers, wound them up and went to the house. Like, my dog. So it's just like, oh, you just hear that little clank, 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 clank through the house. And like the dog just bolts. And just like, I don't know what's going on. What's this? Yeah. Because the Mausers were awesome.
The Mausers were pretty cool.
They were such a pain in the ass in the game, though. Oh my god. You thought you were, like, past, like, where the bricks are breaking on the wall, and then suddenly you had three of them chewing on your arm.
Alright, I didn't have a problem with that. What always got me in the fucking game was the goddamn electric seaweed.
No, that is easy as shit.
That is not easy as shit. It just, it comes out of nowhere, and it electrifies you, and it's fucking seaweed, and I hate it.
No.
I'm not.
Please don't tell. So wait, were you the type with the seaweed level that, like, you would stick to one turtle, like, no, I can do this? Or did you just, like, start, like, precariously juggling between all four of them, like, I'm going to get through with at least one turtle?
I don't think I ever got through it. Like, I think I would use all of my turtles all of their lives trying to make it through the level, and I would still die. Yeah. Yeah, I made it through the arcade game and the home port Turtles 2.
Mm-hmm.
And all the subsequent ones I could always get through, like, relatively easy for that fucking electric seaweed. God damn it.
When I initially first played that, I swear to God, I did not budge for hours. I'm pretty sure I had blisters on my thumbs. I'm like, I'm gonna beat this fucking thing. You are not gonna overcome me. Like, oh yeah, no, it's bad. And it's like, yeah, I got it. And as soon as I got to the surface, I remember this one time I went through, I had like I'm just like a snatch hair left of health, and as soon as I came up the ladder, a freaking foot soldier comes up and just bap. Like,
oh, I hate that. Kidding me. I hate that. Yeah, I got through. Tanks? I was able to get through. I was able to get through so much in that game just by being either Donatello and Leonardo and getting up in a weird high place and just doing my down attack.
Yes. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Like all the lower level ones. Like Donnie's just. I'm like, you are literally breaking the fourth wall in physics. Poking holes in the floor to stab them. You're bashing, like, you're hitting them with a stupid stick at this point. You're just like, boop.
Down. Yeah, boop. Boop, boop, boop. Sorry, Bebop. Goodbye, Rocksteady. That's what they need in the movie. We need Bebop and Rocksteady. Let's go back in time.
Mikey was the freaking titan in that game, though. Like, you had to get right up in their shit to kill them. And I'm like, well, great. Just, like, shoulder charge through this shit with your freaking nunchucks and then get the hell out of here.
Oh. Or if you had the, what is it? Because you could have those secondary weapons. If you had the ninja star, you could, like, just pelt them with it a bunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The single, double, and triple stars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God, those are such a pain in the butt. They'd always put those in the most obnoxious places, too.
Next to the pizza.
Like, get through three lava guys, jump past this flying, like, robotic bat thing, this weird, like, the unborn level of creepy leg wall crawler. Dude,
oh,
that
yeah.
is the freaking thing. You remember those? It was like,
yeah, they were like, they would be on the wall, they'd be on the ceiling, and then they'd just like jump at you.
Yeah, like they would skitter vertical, and then they would do horizontal, and then all of a sudden they're like going 45 degrees after your ass and jumping like a freaking jumping spider. I'm like, what the hell? Thing. But hey, you really want that single star in the corner because you'll have 15 of them then.
I think it was Leonardo's jump attack. He would basically just like hold out his sword while he was doing the jumpy. And that one was pretty nasty against those guys.
Yeah.
They'd just be like
Leo had to go like total big dick energy on that and just helicopter it through it. Yeah. It was awful.
This is true. This is true. Although I still laugh every time I think of the official song from the first Turtles movie. Not Ninja Rap, Vanilla Ice fans. That's from Turtles 2. But the first one, in the end of the first one, the rap says that it is this Raphael's the leader, and I'm like, ooh, big.
No.
Big knock to Leo there.
Nope. You are wrong. You're correct. Your face has fucked up.
Maybe it's in the first movie. Like, just in the first movie officially. Like, that's what's canon there.
No, it's not. I refuse. I'm not going to allow it. I reject this faster than an edge transit, okay?
I don't even care if it's high light. I'm deleting it. Fuck you.
Oh, you're a 1050? Don't give a shit.
Broken.
Like, you are not touching my beloved weapons.
Well, with that, guys, thank you so much again for joining us on this this little mini special episode adventure. I'll probably drop this like randomly sometime this week, but this was a lot of fun. Raz, where can your fans find you, or new fans?
I mean, if you're really sneaky, wait, no, I'm not sneaky. I mean, unless I have a smoke bomb. But I'm sorry, I will preface, I'm sorry if I ever got you in Crucible with that. That's some shady shit. But you can find me over on Twitter, PSN, Xbox, same thing as always, Razor's Edge Raz. And yeah, I mean, everybody, I'm not too difficult to find. I'm just kind of out there. I'm the weirdo hunter.
Love it. Well, thank you again so much for having you on here. Do you have any shout outs you'd like to make?
Well, first of all, you guys, thank you for torturing me. You know, I'm starting to get used to this. It's kind of awesome.
Anytime.
For your hospitality. The Destiny community. I mean, we've gone through hell and back. We're going through all kinds of stuff. But end of the day, this community is something else. I haven't seen this in a gaming group in a long time, and you know, you start getting people that stand behind you, stand with you, everything will pass. This is our version of the Ninja Turtles and the Gaul and the Red War. So I mean, we're gonna kick ass. So be good to each other. We're all just yell at you. I mean, I am the sardonic like bitch in the corner who's be like, y'all need to fucking hug. But yeah, you are wonderful people out there. Stay awesome.
Awesome. Groovy. Definitely mirror that energy. Mirror that shout out. Mr. Bags.
Yeah.
You got a shoot out.
Shout out to Raz here for joining us again and for being significantly more knowledgeable on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles than I am.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, Bagel. She's gunning for your seat right now. She's just based on that alone.
Sorry, I do got the knives. I mean, I am
Leo. Sorry. Yeah. You're good. No. It was a blast to have you on here again, and I'm glad that you could join for the special episode, and I know Taylor was looking forward to doing this, so I'm very, very happy to have you on, as always.
May have been talking about it.
Watched it.
That how yes that was. Well, yeah, mirror that too. Yeah, thanks again for being on here.
Really
appreciate the visit. With that, I guess my shout outs are going to go to just the ongoing stuff in our lives, man. To sort of piggyback on the Destiny community right now, I just want to give a shout out to recently there were a lot of women and gamers and different people who came forward talking about some negative experiences they had in this community, and I don't need to tell you about it. You should go listen to what they have to say, but I just want to give a shout out for them, because that's brave as fuck. Like, appreciate you guys sharing your truth with the rest of the world on a public platform like Twitter, no less. Like, that had to be scary. I'm scared thinking about trying to do something remotely similar. So yeah, shout out to you guys. Shout out to Bungie right now with the Black Lives Matter pin. And that is 100% charitable, so definitely go check that out. I think they also have links to the charity and cause that it's donating for a little more specifically too, if like pins aren't your thing. But yeah, that's what I got for this week's shout outs. And with that, I guess we will bid you all adieu. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Freaky Winkles.